Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
So we find ourselves, as we did before, but drawn back to it again, at Rosardi. And Dinah Stewart is here. Thank you, kind sir, for the invitation.
You're very welcome.
Dinah Stewart is not a name particularly Maronese, but no. Remind people where you're from.
I'm Irish.
Well, I know.
So originally I'm from the northeast coast. I'm from Warren Point, County Down. And I lived in Dublin for many years, and I worked in the wine business and met the Rosardi family. And one thing led to another, and about 10 years ago I ended up here.
And now your position is?
International Sales and Marketing Director.
Which is a huge position to be with a company that is world-renowned.
We go back a long way, so there's a bit of a reputation there. Yeah. And obviously the quality of the wines speaks for itself. I mean, Giuseppe Rizzardi, one of the family, who's the owner, one of the owners and the winemaker. I mean, he is... He's quite a celebrated winemaker. He's made wines which have won some serious prizes over the years. So all of that helps. So what we're looking at here is a 15th century building, which was a hamlet. As you can see, there's a bell tower there. So this was at one time an abbey. And there was a little hamlet built around it. And it was converted hundreds of years ago, as you can see, into places for drying grapes. So even before Amarone was born in the 1930s, there was Recioto della Valpolicella, which was the sweet wine, red wine, from the region made from grapes which were dried. And they were dried in frutaia, which is a drying room. So this has been converted into a frutaia. Because really what we're talking about here is Amarone. And Amarone is the chief wine of the region. It's one of Italy's great fine wines.
Are we going to go inside?
Oh, we're going to go inside.
Oh, let's go.
We've got the right key here. Strangely enough, you have to turn it clockwise to open it.
We're inside now. We can feel the coolness in here. These enormous vats to our left.
You can see these very big vats here. This is for a finished blend. But then you have the smaller vats, this battery running down to the back of the cellar. And this gives us the ability to vinify different plots in the estate. And so we will pick according to the grape varieties in the plot, and we can vinify separately. Acidity is really the backbone of Amarone. It's what keeps it. It what lets it mature. Because Amarone is traditionally, and I'm sure you've tasted it. I mean, it's quite a soft, voluptuous style of wine. So it doesn't have a huge amount of tannin. And you either need tannin or acidity to preserve and to mature a wine for a long time. I mean, here we have a pretty big tank. This will go through, it's a 300 hectolitre tank. So that's 30,000 litres. Okay.
Flavor. For those who might know, just explain the difference between the Rapasso and the Amarone, because...
Yeah. So basically what we've done is, when we make our Amarone, when we've done our fermentation, so after the whole drying process, which takes for us about 3 months, we do a long 30-day fermentation in the tanks. So it's lower temperature, it takes a long time. Once you've done that, we rack it off, which means we drain it off, we don't press, and put it into the barrels to start the Amarone aging. But of course, at the bottom of the vat, you have all those skins and the remnants of the grapes used for Amarone. And they're full of flavor, they're full of sugar. We take another wine, which we've been keeping, which is a Valpolicella. And importantly for us, we make sure it's a very good Valpolicella. So that the base wine going in to do the repass or the re-fermentation on the Amarone skins needs to be good in the first place.
Hence the meaning of the word Rapasso.
Rapasso, exactly.
Ah, that's lovely. I'm incredibly thirsty. Can I just tell you that now?
Incredibly what?
Thirsty. It's your fault.
Oh, well. You have me thinking water there.
No.
Well, in about 20 minutes, we're going to be tasting again. So.
Of course. I'm just standing here. I'm looking out the window over your shoulder, Daniel, at that beautiful view of the village. It's just stunning. And vineyards way off into the distance on the hills and the cypress trees and everything.
Exactly. I mean, here where we are, this is arguably the most famous or well-known of the classical villages. There's a great argument for Italian wine being the most versatile food wines in the world. I mean, they famously in Italy, the wine is the accompaniment to the meal. In France, sometimes the wine can take over the meal. It's the most important thing.
So we've walked out from where we were. We're now facing Villa Rosardi. And I'm looking, Daniel, at these grapes. They're tiny.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that there's vines literally on the road here. Explain to us what stage we're watching here.
Well, this is the very, very early stage of the grape development. So you can see they're very small, little hard green globes. Now, over the next few weeks, as the sun really starts to come out and the Italian summer kicks in proper, these will start to swell and to ripen. The really nice thing this year is we've had plenty of rainfall. and we needed rainfall. I mean, the winter has been very, very dry. The spring has been very, very dry. So all this rain, you can see the growth is very luscious. You know, it's the vines are developing in a very healthy way. So signs are good for the rest of the year, as long as the sun comes out, but we have a little doubt that it will.
Yeah. How it's old very is that, thick. For heaven's sake?
This one's about 35 years old.
Is that all?
Yeah, this is yeah, but that's quite old for us. I mean, a lot of vines here are replanted after 30 years. These are low to the ground. These are actually Merlot vines. But this clay soil allows Corvina and Corvinone, our main grapes, to develop in a way that you just wouldn't get, say, for example, in Bardolino.
Well, you can't be with Daniel and talking about wine without and Rosardi, of course, without having a little Viva il Vino. Why not?